Track three, and we'll start with the first story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser, Kicking Up a Stink. Nearly 500 protesters made their case clear for cleaner waters at Tynmouth last weekend. In one of the largest protests of its type seen in the resort, hundreds took to the seafront and the water demanding action to stop sewage pollution. The event was one of the many national paddle-out protests organised by surfers against sewage across the country and part of a weekend of events designed to raise public awareness of the problems being caused by sewage pollution to beaches and rivers. Organisers of the Tynmouth event said this was both moving and inspiring to see so many surfers, rowers, sea swimmers, paddleboarders and kayakers all with the same simple demand, the requirement for clean water now. The overwhelming message from protesters, many of whom were still cross and disheartened to be still campaigning after many years, was that they were against water pollution for profit by water companies and that those companies must be held to account. The gathering at the pier was part of a series of national paddle-out protests. Stuart Reynolds, chairman of the Friends of the River Teen, and Martin Wrigley addressed the protest before water users took to the sea. Mr. Reynolds said, "It was inspiring to get in the water and be surrounded by a community of water users with the same simple demand, clean water now." Tynmouth Town Councillor Penny Lloyd, who helped organise the event with Vicky Gardner, said, "It was very moving to see so many swimmers, paddleboarders, surfers and rowers. This was the largest anti-sewage protest we have ever seen in Tynmouth." She said there was a demand to make sure water companies are held to account and that the protesters were against water pollution for profit. She added, "People are understandably and justifiably angry about this situation, cross and disheartened that we're still campaigning after all these years. We want to push the issue up the political agenda so we can get meaningful change." Mr. Wrigley stressed the need for the government to do more to address the problem, pledging to carry on pressing for change. The protest was part of a weekend of events designed to raise awareness of the problems caused by sewage pollution in beaches and rivers. On Sunday, Exmouth campaigner Joe Bateman, who is currently suing South West Water, attended a sell-out screening of Joe in the Water at the Pavilions, Tynmouth.
Work starts on vital beach reprofiling. Vital work has got underway to reprofile part of Tynmouth Beach. Harbour commissioners have organised the operation to return sand from Den Point to its charted position. The work is essential to clear sand from entering the estuary, which could affect the navigation of ships into the port. The sand has migrated from the point and into the main channel of the River Teen. Harbour Master Rob Parsons explained, "Due to the easterly storms we've suffered since November and a lack of effective beach groins along Tynmouth Beach, Den Point has migrated significantly into the estuary, impacting the main navigation channel. Tynmouth Harbour commissioners have a responsibility to ensure that vessels can safely navigate our waters, and unfortunately the present position of the sand is not suitable to consistently ensure this. The plan is to correct this, and we are hopeful that we will be able to complete before the end of May." Mr. Parsons is in daily contact with the contractors to ensure there is minimal impact to the public. "The aim is to restore the point to how it appeared previously, and the work is expected to take 2 to 3 weeks. Longer term, Teignbridge Council last month adopted a plan to manage the district's coastline. Tynmouth Beach Management Plan sets out a strategy to strengthen coastal defences, including recommendations to raise the sea wall and repair tow piles at the bottom of the sea wall, build a new groin field, and to relocate the disposal area for dredge material from Spray Point to an area adjacent to Tynmouth Pier to help maintain sand levels."
Petition for Dawlish Park Bridge continues. A petition calling for the reinstatement of a previously well-used bridge in a Dawlish park has reached more than 500 signatures. It has been 3 years since the bridge at Manor Gardens was found to be structurally unsafe and 2 years since it was removed. Despite pleas for it to be replaced, walkers and park users continue to be inconvenienced by having to find other places to cross the waterway which runs through the park. The bridge has been described as an integral part of the layout of the park. The petition was started by District and County Councillor Rosie Dawson, who says she will be taking it to Teignbridge Council in July. After a tree fell, causing damage to the bridge in 2023, it was discovered during an inspection that the wooden bridge had come to the end of its life. Structural surveyors had discovered significant safety concerns during the inspection due to the bearers underneath the bridge being found to be rotten. It was initially closed off, then later removed entirely. Councillor Dawson's petition at change.org says, "This isn't a public right of way, but given its historical use, we feel Teignbridge Council has a responsibility as such to maintain, protect and preserve it. The bridge is used a lot by locals and is important. The bridge's removal continues to anger locals who regularly use the popular park area. Previously, Teignbridge Council said the bridge had come to the end of its lifespan and there had been confirmation it would be replaced with a metal structure. However, the council had also said it was reviewing the viability of replacement options as a metal bridge will be costly. Councillor Dawson had said that she was assured the bridge would be replaced."